the beginning.
Ha ha! Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of things in common.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. It could be a week of cleanup in parts of the South and Midwest hit with huge storms over the past few days. That includes Kentucky, where thousands are in the dark tonight. WKYT-TV's Samantha Valentino is in Lexington.
Crews have been staying busy, working 16-hour shifts to get the lights back on. KU has about 500 crews that have been working to restore power. But spokesperson for KU, Daniel Lowry, says they've seen a lot of progress so far.
At the height, we had more than 300,000 customers across LG&E and KU that were without power.
But they're adding even more crews from their out-of-state mutual assistance partners.
In Selma, Alabama.
Who like us was a revolutionary.
Yes.
And who like us rose again. It is in the
58 years ago to the day since what's known as Bloody Sunday, President Biden was there today using the memory of that day to recommit to a cornerstone of democracy. He said the fundamental rights fought for that day remain under assault. Some more odd and deadly plane mishaps this weekend. First, someone on board a small business jet died after the aircraft hit severe turbulence. WFSB-TV's Mike Cirillo was in Connecticut, where the flight was diverted to, and speaks to an aviation expert.
Death from turbulence is extraordinarily rare.
But investigators believe it's to blame for what happened Friday afternoon.
Wouldn't be surprised in the least if there was blunt trauma injury as a result of being thrown around a cockpit while this passenger was unsecured.
Based on what we know so far, aviation expert Michael Tiger believes the passenger wasn't wearing a seatbelt. Investigators haven't confirmed that, but Tiger says turbulence is a normal part of flying.
Next to Long Island, New York, where a small plane crashed down today near an airport, one person died, two others were hurt. John Rowan is with the Suffolk County Police Department.
The pilot was reporting smoke in the cockpit. That aircraft was attempting to return to Republic Airport, where unfortunately it did not make it. They were on a sightseeing tour. They had been airborne for some time.
Prince Harry and his wife Meghan have been invited to the coronation of King Charles in May, ending months of speculation. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
A spokesperson for the couple confirmed they received an email correspondence regarding the event, but it is not clear if they will attend. Prince Harry and Meghan's relationship with the king has been a strained one since they stepped down from royal duties in 2020.
Developing news in the tennis world is top-ranked Novak Djokovic has withdrawn to play Indian Wells, having lost his bid to enter the U.S. unvaccinated to play in the Southern California event. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
When it's raining cats and dogs, your business can rain profits. Sponsoring the weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station will get your phone to ring.
Listeners pay attention to weather forecasts, and they'll pay attention to your message.
Act now, because we're slashing prices up to 50% on these premium sponsorships.
But the deals absolutely end March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather. Sponsoring our forecasts is the Cats Meow.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again. Like,
yeah.
I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
I mean, for heaven's sakes, anybody who's heard Congresswoman Bobart from Colorado and Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, you just have to ask the question, if I'm a Republican, why would I continue to support that foolishness?
Asking the tough questions, searching for the answers we're all looking for. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Ladies and gentlemen, the chairman will serve you now. Please welcome, from Ohio, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan. And chairman of CPAC, Matt Schlapp.
Welcome to CPAC, everyone. What do you think? For the last 2 years, they said it was unsafe
You're
to have
perf.
A CPAC here. Do you feel safe? I do, too. There's a lot of chatter in the media about who's here and not here. I'm really proud to be standing alongside someone I think might just be the most powerful man in Washington, D.C.
Who's that?
Oh, Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan of the fabulous exploding GOP Committee on Weaponization.
You know, when he says the most powerful man in D.C., you could almost hear him getting a boner. You could almost hear...
Pummeling it.
I'm sorry. Jim Jordan, who is the famous comedy exploding cigar of the Republican Party.
You
based
like,
on,
you like those stories?
I don't know. New York Times, Rolling Stone. Holy Ooh. Crap. Some whistleblowers you got there.
This
Jim.
Just blew.
So it was the suspect, the alleged sexual harasser was introducing the guy that covers up for sexual harasser. So that was good. That's the was the opening act of CPAC.
That was the that was literally the opening of CPAC. And by the way, the chairman will serve you now is a great name for a gay
yeah,
boy.
That's
weird.
Fantastic.
That is a
yeah. Weird. The chairman sure will. Woo! If you like a good penis pummeling. Come on, this is a gift. My last day before vacation. And you know, like next week, America, I will serve you indictments. You know what I heard? Me and Allison Gill are on vacation next week, so you know that means.
Oh, crap.
It's indictment week.
Jody?
Yeah, help.
Okay, wow, where do we start? Holy cow. That's perfect that Jim Jordan was the first guy.
I mean, come on.
On the day, not only Schlappy Matt's handle is exploding. Oh, sorry. My eyelash extensions are wet. Okay. By the way, I just read every time someone says woke, an angel makes another drag queen.
A gay angel makes another drag queen.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Where am I? Should I start with New York Times or... Oh, my God. You just knew. You can smell
you
it.
You knew this ahead
when he's
of time.
Like, I have dozens of whistleblowers. And when Dan Goldman's like, yeah, are there, do you have any, are there notes? Do you have any, did you take any notes? Nothing? Just nothing that we, oh my God. Can I just say yay for our alpha liberals
yep.
for releasing this information? Because they knew Republicans were going to start cherry picking
yep.
and leaking things.
Yep.
from these quote-unquote whistleblowers that are not whistleblowers. They're a bunch of cranks.
They don't even
They're three cranks that got suspended or whatever from the FBI because they're complete nut jobs. And they're funded by Kash Patel and other Trump allies.
He paid for their testimony.
Oh, my God. Got them jobs and help with their book. And oh, my God. This is so okay. So if you have if you've just woken up, hello. Good morning. GOP witnesses paid by Trump ally embrace January 6th conspiracy theories. Oh, my God. What a faceplant for a Republican majority in the House. Democrats said a trio of witnesses billed as whistleblowers provided no evidence of wrongdoing, espoused false claims about the Capitol riot, and were compensated by an ally of former President Trump.
Kash Patel paid him cash.
Ironically, yes. Look, aren't they just Bonnie and Clyde are like the GOP?
They're not
like
having just fun over there.
Little, where's my evil clown car music? This is the evilest clown car ever.
Start calling them Lauren and Marjorie.
God. Yeah. House Republicans have spent months promising to use their majority to uncover insidious bias against conservatives on the part of the federal government, vowing to produce a roster of brave whistleblowers who would... That's just rude. Don't laugh. Who would come forward to provide damning evidence of abuses aimed at the right. By the way, what happened to dozens? These three are the best you've got, and they're like complete embarrassments.
Paid embarrassments.
The first three witnesses to testify privately before the new Republican-led House committee investigating the weaponization of the federal government have offered little firsthand knowledge of any wrongdoing violation of the law. You could just take the music down a tiny bit. Thanks so much. Instead, they appear to be a group of aggrieved former FBI officials who've been trafficked in right-wing conspiracy theories, including about the January 6th attack on the Capitol, and received financial support from a top ally of President Trump. Okay. Jim Jordan has so far relied on people who do not meet the definition of whistleblower and who have engaged in partisan conduct that calls into question their credibility. And it raises questions about whether Republicans who have said that investigating the Biden administration is a top goal will be able to deliver on their ambitious plans to uncover misdeeds at the highest levels. Oh, my God. Exploding comedy cigar so far. Each endorses an alarming series of conspiracy theories related to the January 6th Capitol attack, the COVID vaccine, and the validity of the 2020 election, of course, because it all becomes just one hot mess of crazy. One has called repeatedly for the dismantling of the FBI. Another suggested it would be better for Americans to die than to have any kind of domestic intelligence program. Okay, nicely done, Jim Jordan. Mr. Hill, one of them, has claimed on Twitter that the J6 attack was a setup and there was a larger Democrat plan using their enforcement arm, the FBI. Oh my God, what? Does this not prove the FBI bias is toward the right?
Yep.
And Donald Trump, how many of these do we need? James McConnell, on and on. The New York FBI office in general, that was, what are they called? Team Trump, they called them?
Yeah.
To this latest story about how the FBI didn't want to do the search in Mar-a-Lago. Oh, my God.
Remember I said yesterday, the FBI search of Mar-a-Lago and Jim Jordan's whistleblowers, it's all going to be one big story. I think
he also described the FBI as the brown shirt enforcers of the DNC.
What?
Oh, so they're Nazis for the DNC. What? Every story that comes out is biased against the left, right?
Yeah, no sense at all.
And protective of Trump. Boyle and Mr. Friend, those are the two other cranks, both testified that they'd received financial support from Kash Patel, a Trump loyalist in the Trump administration. Friend said Mr. Patel sent him $5,000 almost immediately after they connected in November. Then Mr. Patel helped promote his forthcoming book on social media. On and I think he got another one, a job. I'm like, give me a break. Democrats said they produced their report after they learned the Republicans on the committee were planning to leak material from the transcribed interviews. Thank you, alpha liberals.
Yeah.
This is how you play the game. Mm-hmm. You don't let them bar report you again, right? Mm-hmm. This is what they're trying to do with Tucker Carlson and the footage, right? They're trying to leak out some ridiculous right-wing spin story before, you know, the truth can get its pants on or whatever that saying is.
Around the world.
Just pants, right? Like, around the world, pants.
Sure,
you know what I mean.
Yes,
the arc of the moral universe.
Right, is long, but
it puts its pants on before it runs around the world.
Right,
it has peronies.
It bends its legs towards justice before it puts its pants on. Mr. Jordan said Democrats were misrepresenting. Oh, I'm sorry. Is this another white man victim story?
Mm-hmm.
He said Democrats were misrepresenting the testimony gathered so far to smear public servants who had come forward to expose wrongdoing. Because, of course, he did. The report says, based on this evidence, committee Democrats conclude there is a strong likelihood that Kash Patel is encouraging the witnesses to continue pursuing their meritless claims and, in fact, using them to help propel his vendetta against the FBI, Justice Department, and Biden administration on behalf of himself and President Trump. Oh, my God. Okay. Mr. Friend, just to give you a couple of tidbits, Mr.
Wow.
Friend, one of the cranks, also testified about being asked to surveil a person attending a school board meeting, touching on a claim promoted by Republicans that the government mistreated conservative parents. According to the report, Mr. Friend conceded during his interview the man being tracked was a 3%er who was under counterterrorism investigation. Oh, my God.
Mr. Friend?
Who was later arrested.
Mr. Friend. That sounds like these sound like made-up names.
Not
yeah,
really
sound like made up.
No, he's not.
Was it Mr. Hill, Mr. Friend, and Mr. Peabody?
This is what Merrick Garland just said. Only if they were making death threats or were part of...
Yes.
Oh, my God.
What, is there a Mr. Peabody?
By the way, I can't wait to etch Angela V. Shelton of the Detroit Sheltons. What the... up in Michigan. Oh, my God. The plot to kill Dana Nessel.
Yeah.
Who I... Because
and
she's gay,
Jewish.
It didn't even occur to me she's Jewish. I'm like, of course.
Yeah.
After the Gretchen Whitmer... kidnapping.
Yep.
What the hell with militia and the right-wing cranks and militias or whatever. But yeah, that is terrifying. Yeah. Not just her, mm-hmm. anybody Jewish. I mean,
yeah.
Hello. If that doesn't, I don't know, just ring a couple bells for you, then okay. Wait, here's the closer, Mr. Friend.
Wait, who is it? It's also, Friend and Hill, and what was the third one? I said Peabody, but I know it's not right.
Hill, Friend, I don't, I'll find it. Okay, Mr. Friend also engaged with Russian propaganda outlets.
Of course
he did, while he was an FBI employee. Much like what's-his-name, McGonagall. Okay, including being quoted extensively in an article in Sputnik headlined, "Under Biden, federal agencies turned into an instrument of intimidation," FBI whistleblower says. Oh, it's so amazing how they're always so helpful to the Russian propaganda. Mm. This is what were we talking about, Chris, the other day? This is what Russia does, is find disgruntled people.
Absolutely.
With the mainstream, whether it's Tulsi Gabbard, who's disgruntled with the Democratic Party, mm-hmm. right? Or, what was I saying? I'm sorry, I'm losing the thread. You know what I'm talking about. These are disgruntled FBI employees that are looking, right?
Exactly.
They would find people to go on RT that were either fired mm-hmm. from corporate media, mm-hmm. had an axe to grind,
yep.
whatever. At one point during his testimony, Mr. O'Boyle.
O'Boyle.
That would be the third crank.
O'Boyle.
O'Boyle. Crank and crank.
O'Boyle.
O'Boyle. That'd be the third crank of crank, crank, and crank.
Oh,
crank and sons.
O'Boyle is full of it.
O'Boyle.
Oh, right.
O'Boyle. Mr. O'Boyle compared the coronavirus vaccine mandates to a Polish reserve police unit during World War II that began as a group of just normal people, but ultimately were basically engaging in genocide like the rest of the Nazi regime. Nicely done, Jim Jordan. Those are the crankiest of the cranks ever.
I mean...
Oh, boy.
And then there's the Rolling Stone article.
Oh, my God. This was just the New York Times. Yes, inside Jim Jordan's disastrous search for a deep state whistleblower. Oh, my God.
My favorite part of that article...
Who is the worst of the Washington generals? I can't remember.
Somebody gave us a name yesterday. Like, the only... person from
Curley
the Washington
and Meadowlark
generals.
Lemon are the Globetrotters, right. I remember. The Washington, nobody, that's the point. Washington generals were such a disaster, no one remembers
their
names.
There was one famous one.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
About their crazy social media posts, please.
Please.
All right. Well, just because we give and we give, Trump and January 6th prisoners have collaborated on a new song.
What? What?
I said wait, Trump and
no.
January 6th.
This
no.
is from Forbes. This
yes.
is not. This is not April Fools.
This is the J6 Prison Choir.
Is this Weekly World News.
Their new song,
no, this is Forbes.
Justice.
Okay.
For all.
I just want to say this mm-hmm. is dark, and then you find out what dark really is about.
All right.
O'Boyle.
Oh, great.
Great.
Oh, say, man.
The hell is this?
Just wait.
These are actual J6 prisoners?
In the jail singing. Remember they sing it every night?
Wait, no, wait.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
No. Oh, no. It's not happening. I've woken up in some dystopian reality.
This is like Hitler. That's Hitler level crazy right there.
Are they going to bring in the FBI whistleblowers now to sing?
This is...
Okay, I can't. Well... Okay, I know that I've said that I literally could not even before, but this is the morning right before vacation that I stopped being able to.
Yeah,
even.
Why are you doing this before vacation?
When I saw that
happy time,
I'm done.
When I saw that that song was releasing at midnight, yeah, I stayed up to listen.
Yeah, well, that's welcome to your life. Wow, I thought I was a sad crying on the inside clown. Okay.
Yeah, you're Emmett Kelly.
20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my only peace of mind, Angie. Right. Oh, my God. They finally, the handle in the bathroom, the thing in the drawer. Yeah.
You called Angie.
Fixed, finally. Oh, my God.
It's about
I got leaks. I got stuff. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. 20-plus years of experience combined with new tools to simplify the process. Angie makes completing home projects so easy. From your first repair to your first renovation to the work you need to do before you sell your house, Angie is a personal home expert, having served 150 million customers to date. They provide new digital tools and innovative solutions to make it easier than ever to get anything you need for your home done right. Can I just say, many years ago, I stopped remembering the name of the guy with the chimney or the roof thing or the whatever.
Right.
I don't know why I thought barbecue cleaning guy. I don't know. Where did I put that slip of paper? I don't need to know anymore. It's right in my phone. Angie. Everything is projects are priced up front, clearly lays out the cost before you download. Bonnie and Clyde have had it with you. Just get the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The left roars back. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and t-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574, 800-673-1574, 800-673-1574, that's 800-673-1574.
I can't believe it. This is great news.
Aw, thanks. Oh, I'm so nervous, but I'm excited, too.
So are you going to start telling people? Is it too soon?
I think I'll wait a little bit, you know, just in case.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah. Well, people are going to notice soon anyway.
Have you told your mom yet?
Not yet.
Oh, she's going to be so happy.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so nice to finally be able to say, I am quitting smoking.
Mm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
If you're pregnant, there's one more exciting announcement you can make to your friends and family, that you've decided to quit smoking. A lot of women are able to quit successfully when they find out they're pregnant. They have the best motivation there is, a healthy baby. Deciding to quit is the first step you can take to reduce the risks of premature delivery, low birth weight, childhood asthma, and SIDS. We can help you learn to quit. Call Great Start at 1-866-66-START.
So do I have to buy you a gift for this too?
Of course.
Every baby deserves a great start. Brought to you by the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, hey, hi, Glenn Kirshner coming up. John Fugelsang, and of course, Fridays with Frangela. Oh. Bam, bitches. Because Emma Joy tweets, updated prediction, indictments will come during Stephanie Miller and Allison Gill's vacation next week, and about 2 to 3 minutes after Bob Seska finishes recording his show, DG Comedy will be on a boat, and Paula Poundstone will hear the news on her toaster. Some very good predictions for next week, I think.
If that holds true, that means around noon our time on Wednesday.
Correct. Okay. We were just saying that bloggers, if they blog about Ron DeSantis, they have to register with the state.
Yeah.
Because, Zeke Heil, y'all, enjoy your burger this morning in Florida.
I go now to the Hitler burger, the Hitler burger, the Hitler burger. I go now to the Hitler burger to get myself my lunch.
That just seems a touch unconstitutional.
Think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, a skosh.
Uh-huh.
That's not freedom of speech thing.
You know, the only thing this show has been missing is a sweaty church whore. And now here is Lucretia in Milwaukee. Good morning.
Hi, yes, good morning, everyone. You know, typically I do call on Fridays, but I lost my aunt last week, Monday, and we had our services last week, Friday. Thank you. And I just have to say, F cancer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'll say.
And also like to say safe travels to you, Stephanie, with next week with Jugs McGee.
I'm sorry, with who now? Jugs who?
Jugs McGee.
Well, because I can't say what I actually want to.
All right.
So,
okay. But, all right.
But I am.
I'm going on a little bike trip to. It's going to be her birthday, and I'm going on a little bike trip to wine country, and then I'm going to see my mama in North Carolina.
You brought this on yourself, Stephanie. And
her name is not Jugs McGee.
Right.
Nor is it Fanny.
But nobody knows her real name, so people substitute things for it.
All right. Fine.
Yes, but I will say, though, I'm tired of these complaining ass embarrassments on the right. Here they're sitting up here fighting for Newsmax on TV. And I sit there thinking, how does that help with inflation? Yeah. You guys ran on this for your reelection. Now it's 2023. You put it to the wayside and not doing a damn thing about it and just complaining about it. I'm just glad that Representative James McGovern called up.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I lived alone and was having problems with my landlord. He's a creep. One night I'm watching TV and I hear my landlord letting himself in.
Hey, get out. You can't keep coming in.
I'm just here to fix your fridge and spend some time together.
Get out. I'm reporting you.
Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. If you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair Housing. The law is on your side. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, we're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere, so the police should be reaching out to this community, and this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Nakusa native Ken Day will be the new general manager of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball organization. Ken traveled the world during his 20-year military career and has extensive experience in the service and entertainment industry. His professional sports experience includes working with the San Diego Padres and the San Diego Chargers, and innumerable collegiate, community, and junior sporting events and programs. The assistant general manager will be Carter Hunter, and Tyler Miller will be the operations manager. There's a bill to increase penalties for rioting in Wisconsin. The bill's author is Republican Senator Van Wongard, who insists it won't affect peaceful protesters.
It's not about stamping down the freedom to have that ability to go talk. It's about
eliminating the potential for somebody getting hurt.
The idea for the bill stems from the deadly Kenosha riots in 2020. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter weather advisory continues until 6 a.m. this morning. Cloudy skies expected overnight with snow likely. Lows around 32. Winds out of the east 15 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Chance for mixed precipitation. Highs around 36. Lows level off around 23. Tomorrow night, 4 to 8 inches of snow overnight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
It's a good thing those whistleblowers have free speech. Am I right?
I know. They're chatty.
One Democrat described the witnesses so far as a dumpster fire. A Republican has said it's very much amateur hour. Airing this stuff on live TV would make us look like morons. Okay. That means you must get me. You know who. Thank God. Former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner.
Glenn Kirshner.
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner.
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Steffi Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed Glenn Kirshner.
We got the Glenn Kirshner now and I feel okay.
Oh, heavens. How about those whistleblowers, Glenn Kirshner?
Yes, Steph, the best whistleblowers money can buy.
By Cash Patel. Oh, my God. You knew there was something up, right? As a lifelong prosecutor, when you saw Jim Jordan open up and go, I've got dozens of whistleblowers that have come to me, and Dan Goldman's like, do you take any notes? Do you have any? Right? And these are apparently the best of the dozens, these three disgruntled cranks that are, you know, conspiracy theorists and God knows what else, right? That's the best they got.
And Steph, initially, I was troubled that we were going to have these Republican-led hearings, you know, to weaponize government, et cetera, et cetera. But now, as we watch them play out, all it does is it reinforces that the Republicans can't govern. They won't govern. They're not interested in governing. And so at this point, I'm like, you know what? Air all of these Republican-led hearings because, you know, it's like you're streaming a comedy series.
Yes.
Let's have a look at it all.
Well, you know, we were saying, I guess what I didn't anticipate is how great our side is. I mean, not only they're smarter, but they're just armed with the facts. They have just made mincemeat of these Republicans, I think, thus far. So what what happens now with this weaponization committee and these, I mean, they've already been thoroughly, I mean, God, if you had these people as witnesses, right? Just their social media. We love that we were saying their lawyer begged the Democrats to stop asking questions about their social media posts because they're all lunatics, right?
Yeah, Alec Murdoch looks credible as compared to some of these clowns that the Jim Jordans are presenting to the American people. But let them continue to circle the drain and expose themselves as what they are. What I think they'll do, Steph, is they'll begin to move away from their attempt to show that DOJ has somehow been, you know, corrupted and weaponized by the Democrats. Now we're going to start to have hearings on drag shows and on banned books and on all sorts of other nonsense, because that's really all they have.
Yeah. Well, let's talk on the justice front. I'm going on vacation next week, so historically that means that's when there will be indictments.
Right.
You tweeted, special counsel Jack Smith goes on offense, asked judge to preemptively order Mike Pence to testify to the grand jury, Smith proving himself to be a different kind of federal prosecutor. You also tweeted District Attorney Fani Willis and Jack Smith are proving to be the 1-2 punch of justice. Might accountability actually be on the horizon? Let me take your temperature this Friday.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good because, you know, Jack Smith, the one thing that has really impressed me about him is not only that when he was a federal prosecutor, he went after crooked Republicans, he went after crooked Democrats, he brought really difficult, politically charged cases, he won some, he lost some. I respect a prosecutor who brings the really tough cases knowing that there is a risk of losing, but being driven by a need to attack public corruption. And remember, Steph, he didn't leave government service and go off to line his own pockets in a law firm. He went to prosecute war criminals. What does that tell you about this man's priorities? So when he's going proactive, he's trying to stop Mike Pence from invoking bogus privileges before Mike Pence even gets the opportunity to open his mouth. These are some really important indicators that we may have the right man for the moment.
Yeah. Well, the other big story, the DOJ said that Trump can be sued by police officers over the violence on J6. Attorneys for the Justice Department Civil Division made it clear in a court filing Trump does not have absolute immunity from multiple civil lawsuits filed by police officers and members of Congress, which seek to hold him liable for damages stemming from J6. Speaking to the public on matters of public concern is a traditional function of the presidency, and the outer perimeter of the president's office includes a vast realm of such speech. But that traditional function is one of public communication. It does not include incitement of imminent private violence of the sort the district found plaintiff's complaints have plausibly alleged here. That's legally kind of a BFD, as someone would say, right?
This is a big deal. First and foremost, it's a big deal for the Capitol Police officers and the members of Congress that were injured either physically or psychologically by the Trump-launched attack on the Capitol on January 6th, because DOJ just weighed in and said, you know what, we are usually pretty darn protective of presidential immunity. And I think sometimes DOJ goes overboard protecting the president, but they said not here, because when you use a speech to incite imminent violence, you do not enjoy any presidential immunity. And the reason it's so important is not only for the litigants in the civil case, right, the people who are suing Donald Trump for damages, but this really does help clear a path for Jack Smith to move in the direction of indictments. Importantly, this is not any kind of precedent in the criminal matter. But if DOJ had gone the other way and they had said, you know what, we really do think he enjoys presidential immunity and this was protected First Amendment speech, which they also shot down in this court ruling, that would have made Jack Smith's job so much more difficult. So, again, this is a really important step in the right direction.
Well, you know, you and I would like justice on every front. At this point, we're all like, I'll take justice on any front. I mean, the second story, of course, is the two poll workers, Shea Moss and Lady Ruby. The J6 committee concluded without recommending any direct criminal or civil penalties against Giuliani, for one, but a civil suit from a pair of Georgia poll workers could be Giuliani's worst nightmare. This is from the I forget which source we're on there. Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss of Fulton County, Georgia, are turning their defamation lawsuit against Giuliani into a no-limits fact-finding mission, according to an undisclosed letter from their attorneys. Daily Beast, they tell Giuliani's defense lawyer that his objections to the J6 committee's questions about interactions with Trump were improper, warning they intend to bulldoze right over them. Giuliani was deposed Wednesday inside a Manhattan skyscraper. What is your take on this? Because, these poor women, I had to move, have death threats. I mean, it seems like of the same kind of... Trump used this footage at a rally. Like they repeated these lies over and over again.
Trump repeated them long after they were debunked by his own agencies and his own officials. I hope, you know, they're going to take Rudy to the cleaners. There's no two. And if anybody needs to go to the cleaners, it's Rudy. They're going to take him to the cleaners
just to get the shoe polish off. Yeah.
And because, look, Rudy was caught lying to legislators down in Georgia about the election results.
Yeah.
And he was named as a target by Fani Willis and her grand jury investigation. So in this civil suit, you bet that Ruby and Shea will take him to the cleaners.
Yeah. I mean, and it was just so blatantly racist, Glenn. You know what I mean? It was just like his reference to they look like they were selling, buying crack or whatever. I mean, it was just so, look at this video. Ooh, look at the two black ladies, and Trump playing it at his rally for these, it just, the whole thing is, I really do. I hope they... Okay, so where else do we go? Oh, even more classified documents found in Trump's office at Mar-a-Lago. These docs have been uploaded to a cloud. Is that not another disseminating of classified information? Is that not yet another crime, or am I losing count?
No, it's more classified documents crimes. These were committed long after the FBI searched his office and recovered a bunch of classified documents. Lo and behold, even after that, he has more classified documents in his office proper. And, you know, it really does begin to just make a mockery out of the fact that DOJ hasn't charged him for any of his crimes because he continues to commit crime after crime.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell the Department of Justice is waiting for.
Yeah. Well, you know, and by the way, I'm interested in the other people. For instance, you tweeted Chief Judge Beryl Howell unseals order directing Representative Scott, pardon me, Perry's cell phone disclosed to federal prosecutors because justice matters. All of these people that were involved in this and asked for pardons, what is your take on where these indictments are going to go ultimately?
I hope Jack Smith goes big and broad and wide and sweeping. The Scott Perry development is actually pretty important because, you know, first of all, a judge concluded there was evidence of crime in Scott Perry's phone. So the phone was seized. The prosecutor, Steph, have never looked at what's in that phone. Instead, they did the right thing. They handed it off to Chief Judge Beryl Howell. They said, in the event any of this enjoys speech or debate privilege, Judge, we want you to look at it. Here's what Perry said. Perry said, yeah, you're darn right. 2,200 of my emails and text messages have enjoy speech or debate privilege, and the prosecutors can never look at them. You know what Judge Beryl Howell said? Yeah, no. 2,055 of the 2,200 you claimed are privileged have absolutely no privilege. What does that tell you? That tells you, Steph, that when we see those messages, we're going to see precisely why Scott Perry asked for a pardon.
Yeah.
Because he committed crimes and he wanted to get away with them.
Here's another name, Chuck Grassley, that you tweeted about. It's also, is it the Rolling Stone story he's in? They call him conspiracy curious, that he's involved somehow with these fake whistleblowers. And you said Senator Grassley said he would be presiding over the J6 proceeding because Pence would not be available. I assume Jack Smith is investigating this to assess Grassley's role, if any, in the conspiracy to defraud the United States. And now Grassley's prattling on about Hunter's laptop. I mean, as you also tweeted, you were on Nicole Wallace talking about in 2023, America's adversaries are Americans. They are the power brokers now, right, in Congress.
It used to be we would investigate foreign adversaries, and now our adversaries in 2023 are Fox News, a former chief of staff to the president of the United States, Mark Meadows, a treasonous congressman, Scott Perry, a former president who was a criminal who tried to overthrow our election. And it's horrific to say that America's adversaries are Americans now, but that's what we're contending with.
It's true. Yeah, no, it's true. Well, I mean, I'm going to stay happy clappy. You said Trump's unhinged rants and prosecutors like Jack Smith and Fani Willis signal Trump knows what's coming and he's powerless to stop it. So what is he really trying to accomplish by attacking Willis and Smith? I mean, I don't know. To try to figure out why Donald Trump does anything, I guess, is a fool's errand, right?
Yeah, but I talked a lot about Jack Smith, but let's remember the first one out of the indictment chute may very well be District Attorney Fani Willis. And I do think history will look very fondly on Fani Willis and ultimately Jack Smith and other prosecutors who do the really hard and unprecedented work of holding a former president accountable for his crimes against the United States.
You know, you tweeted speaking of Fani Willis, of the Georgia grand juror, you said grand juror did nothing wrong by giving interviews about Trump criminal investigation, as the Georgia state court judge explains. And this is what you told us last Friday, which calmed us down. I don't know if you happened to see SNL, you know, the Trump character, you know, they.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Goes wrong and it stops justice from coming.
Yeah, you know what? There will be some bumps along the way once the indictments start dropping. And I've said this all along, and I believe it now more than ever. Once the first brave prosecutor steps up and indicts Donald Trump, trust me, Steph, I know prosecutors. Every other prosecutor who believes they have a charge to bring against Donald Trump will feel like, oh, wait, me too. I can't be made to look bad. Not that that's what drives our prosecutorial decision-making train, looking good or looking bad, but they're going to have to step up once the barrier is broken.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think the wave is coming.
Yep. Oh, good. I loved your, can I just finish with your last tweet? You said the Dilbert guy, the pillow guy, the Kraken lady, the Jewish space laser lady. Why is there so much hate in America? What happened to, with malice toward none? What happened to love thy neighbor? Does anybody remember kindness? Wow. Thank you. I mean, I, you know, this Rolling Stone, despite how, what a clown show this is with these fake whistleblowers and whatever, I don't know if you saw one of the tweets of one of these witnesses was Lauren Boebert falsely tweeted that Joe Biden had cancer, yeah. And the agent tweeted hurry cancer about Joe Biden.
Oh, my God.
You know, stuff, hate has had a good run over the past 4 years, and now it's time for empathy and kindness and decency to have a good run, and I swear, you know, I feel like the tide is going to turn.
Yeah. Just one last one. Lindy Lee tweeted, Matt Gaetz and Green questioned Jamie Raskin's fitness because he lost his son to suicide. Well, he served on the J6 committee, led the impeachment, wrote a book, schooled Boebert in front of the world, and is battling cancer. Others, other than terrorizing our Capitol, WTF have these morons done? I mean... It is
and it shows their desperation. It shows their desperation. They have no policy. They have nothing that they're doing to actually improve the lives of the American people. So what they do is they attack people that they perceive to be hurting or weak or damaged. That's a sign of weakness and desperation. And that's why I say hate has had its day. And now, you know what? Yeah. Kindness, empathy, and decency is going to have its day.
Yeah. And also, you know what else is coming? Justice. And also, it's coming next week. Because I'm going on vacation. You're welcome, America. I'll miss you, Glenn Kirshner.
It'll be indictment palooza.
All right, Steph. Have a great time.
All right, you too, honey. Bye. Thanks, Glenn. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by our Orgreenit cookware. I find myself really wanting to see the omelet you made in one of those pans.
No, this isn't an omelet.
Oh,
no. He made something last night in his Orgreenic cookware.
Oh, they are magic. I'm telling you. You cannot scratch them.
Nope,
don't need butter or oil. Nothing sticks. What is that?
That's the sauce for my blood orange salmon with asparagus.
Uh-huh. Oh, that is beautiful.
I'll tweet that out because let me tell you something.
Yeah, tweet it out.
It was delicious.
Say thank you, Orgreenic Hammer Collection.
Yep.
Also, you look like a fancy chef. They're so beautiful.
Yes.
I have the rose gold. You have the white. You have the blue.
And they're so strong that you can use metal utensils on it.
Oh. You can't scratch it.
You
can put it in the dishwasher.
Yes. That sauce had to thicken up. It was orange juice and maple syrup. Just washed right out of the pan. Literally, I rinsed it and the pan was clean.
The pan I used to use for my stir fry, you know how long I had to scrape and then I still had to, okay. I'm just saying, these are, they're just things of wonder and beauty. Nonstick coated pans deliver effortless food release. It allows you to prepare a wide variety of food without the use of oil or butter. Healthier cooking, cleanup is easier, easy peasy, and it is the safest brand for you and your family. Go to Original or Greenick. .com. Use the code StephanieMillerOrg. That's originalorgreenick.com. The code is StephanieMillerOrg.
What is this? What's going on?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and t-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. 20-plus years of experience combined with new tools simplify the process. Angie makes completing home projects easy, and I've had a lot of them. We'll be there from your first repair to your first renovation project to the work you do before selling your home. Angie is a personal home expert, having served 150 million-plus consumers to date. Angie provides new digital tools and innovative solutions to make it easier than ever to get anything you need for your home done right. We understand the difficulties that can come with home projects, so we make tackling home service projects from start to finish. Angie has projects that are priced upfront and clearly lays out the cost before you buy. That part is so important for me. I cannot tell you how many times I've been scammed before I found Angie. They are literally a homeowner's best friend. Download that free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That is Angie.com. One more time, A-N-G-I.com.
At a wedding reception, Bill shows the telltale signs of being wasted. In the moment, Bill decides to knight himself, Sir Parties a Lot. He begins his champagne toast with, "So the groom and I meet five cheerleaders in Cancun." Then he asks the bride if she should really be wearing white. He tells family friends he's a love doctor. On the dance floor, he rips off his tuxedo shirt. He swings it over his head and asks the photographer, "Are you getting this?" He dives on the floor and does the worm. Bill tells the best man he'll see him at the after party, and the best man's sister at the after party.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive, but what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
It's slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly one in two U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in four easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by my cozy earth pajamas. They're my travel pajamas today.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
oh.
Wee! They're going to wine country and then to visit mommy.
Are you leaving today?
Oh, yes. Oh,
wow.
All ensconced in softness.
Wait, are you going to take the blush to wine country?
I get it. Like for a blush
right.
Wine. Okay, that's a good idea. Yes, and my cozy earth sheets, I'll just have to say au revoir for a couple of days and then I'll be back. Oh, I appreciate them so much. When I don't care what fancy hotel you stay in, you've never, unless they have cozy earth sheets, you haven't felt sheets this soft. They are so luxurious, so soft. The most responsibly sourced bedding in the world, made from highly sustainable viscose from bamboo. Premium viscose.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah,
not just any viscose.
Yeah, they had to fight off some pandas for this. That's the good stuff. Okay. Made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. No pandas were the harmed in the making of this livery.
There's like a cocaine panda out there right now, like fighting for that.
It's my bamboo.
That premium viscose bamboo.
Cozy Earth is like, no.
Oh, God. Go to rehab, cocaine panda. We need this to make sheets.
Okay. And loungewear and pajamas and premium waffle bath towels. Hurry, save 35% right now on Cozy Earth bedding. Go to CozyEarth.com quickly. Enter my promo code Stephanie, save 35%. CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie, won't you?
I don't know why that was so funny.
I don't know.
Cocaine Panda's trying to steal the viscose.
No. Cozy Earth has all the good viscose. Sorry, pandas. Suck it.
Go to rehab, panda.
Yeah. Wow. So Glenn Kirshner with that great tweet about kindness, and it just, of all the awfulness in this GOP just evil clown car. Yeah, this is the Rolling Stone story about his disastrous search for a deep state whistleblower. In early February, Republicans brought an FBI veteran to Capitol Hill they hope would expose a deep state conspiracy among Democrats and their accomplices in the intelligence community. The GOP witness was part of a network of whistleblowers funneled to congressional Republicans' new weaponization of government panel.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Radio.